Bebê, vai dar zebra.
Vamos beber cachaça esta gente, vamos farrear. Vamos beber cachaça esta gente, vamos farrear. A cachaça é gostosa, ninguém vai se embriagar. A cachaça é gostosa, ninguém vai se embriagar.
Se embriagar, se embriagar, ninguém vai esta noite se embriagar. Se embriagar.
Good morning, folks. Thank you for joining me on WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And it's Saturday, and I am so happy to be here. Happy Saturday, everyone. It's my favorite day of the week, that's because it's Amy's Kids Show today from 8 to 9 o'clock every Saturday. We are going to play, we're going to dance, we're going to have fun. And today we are celebrating, drumroll please, lions. Lions. Wow, what a thing to celebrate on a beautiful summer day, right? With the sun shining and the sun staying up all day long into the night. And these long days, you know, of lazing around in the sun kind of makes me feel like a lion. Oh, makes me want to take a nice big lion nap in the sun today. Oh, I hope I find some time for that. Oh, I hope you do too. But first, we've got some celebrating to do. And so why are we celebrating lions in particular today? Well, I happened to see a movie the other day that I haven't seen in a long, long time. This was a movie that used to play every year on the television when I was a kid. And every year, it was kind of a celebration of my family. We would get together with the grandparents and we'd watch The Wizard of Oz. It used to come on TV every year, and it was sort of like a tradition to watch it, right? And so I saw it the other day, and I hadn't seen it in a really long time. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. So much of what was in the movie and in the story reminded me of the brain, of the things I've been learning about our brains and how our brains work. And so I was making all these amazing connections, and I decided, I wonder what the actual book says, right? Because The Wizard of Oz, the movie, is actually based on a book written by Frank Baum. And so I went to my public library and I borrowed the book, and I have a chapter to read about when they meet the lion, because who remembers what the lion wanted to get from the wizard? What was the lion lacking, or what did he feel like he was lacking? Does anybody remember? Courage, right? Courage is what the lion was looking for. And the scarecrow, what was the scarecrow looking for? Brains. And what was the Tin Man looking for? A heart so he could feel. And Dorothy, of course, she wanted to go home. But the amazing part of the story, of course, is that they all had all those things all along. They just didn't realize it. Dorothy the whole time had her ruby slippers. She could have gone home at any moment by clicking her heels. So we're going to celebrate home. We're going to celebrate lions. We're off to the jungle now, guys. Thanks for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. Let's have fun.
A family live close to the jungle. At the end of the day, they all sit together around the fire. They have their supper, then relax and talk a little. The youngest boy becomes afraid. He hears all the sounds of the wild animals in the forest. Cheetahs, wolves, jackals and lions. He starts crying at the darkness and wild sounds that fill him with fear. Then his mother takes him in her arms and sings to him. The family is always strong together. They protect one another. grandparents, his father and mother, uncles, aunts, cousins, brothers and sisters. They all join and sing together. Soon he falls asleep. Only the beautiful song fills his ears.
Get down, y'all. Just get down. Swing the boogie. Jump, 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 jump Hey, buddy.
Huh?
Hey, pal. We're closing. You have to leave.
What exactly is in a Mai Tai, anyway?
No one knows where we're going. No one knows where we've been. Strangers follow us, dangers fall on us. Life plays tricks and they're mean. Only one thing can save us. Only one thing will do. Stand up nice and straight, don't capitulate. Courage lives and it's you. Catch a tail by the tiger. Take the horns by the bull. A bird in need is a friend indeed. So pull the eyes over the wool. I think you got it backwards. Well, the saying is that you gotta catch a tiger by the tail. Sure, if you want to do it the easy way. On the other hand, if you really want bravery, then you gotta catch a tail by the tiger. Take the horns by the bull. A bird in need is a friend indeed. Eyes over the wool. Steely gaze in the sunrise. Lonesome walk in the dawn. Sometimes lonely, but living only for truth when truth may be gone. Danger lurks at the crossroads. Shadows loom on the wall. Sounds behind us and hounds will find us and death and taxes and all.
What are you gonna sing, Sue Ellen?
I can't sing. Hey, we finally found something that Sue Ellen can't do. But I've written a play in stereo. Here are your parts. I'm the narrator. Once upon a time, there were three bears. Daddy Bear?
That's me. Hi.
Big Mama Bear?
I love being married to Daddy Bear.
Hey, that's not in the script. Oh, Francine.
Ugh. And precious, adorable little baby bear.
What? Why am I a baby? I'm bigger than my parents here.
Biggie, nobody can see you. It's just sound.
I don't feel like a baby. Can I be their cousin from down south who is a professional race car driver?
No! The bears were musicians. Daddy played his harpsichord. But it was too flat. Mama played her viola. But it was too sharp. Baby Bear played the cello, and it was just right.
This thing's kind of big for a baby to play.
Just play, baby.
Okay, honey.
Mama and Daddy Bear decided to take a walk. While they were gone, a very beautiful little girl named Goldilocks came to their house and said,
My, what a very pretty house.
Buster, what are you doing? DW is supposed to be Goldilocks.
Well, she said the part wasn't big enough for her talent and left.
So sweet and pretty Goldilocks fluffed up her beautiful pink flowery dress.
This is embarrassing. Skip ahead.
Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. It was the big, bad wolf.
Hello, I am Wolfgang.
Oh.
Hold it, you're Goldilocks.
Yeah, but I was the wolf first. Does this mean I have to chase myself?
Let's just jump to the end. The bears come home and find Goldie and the wolf in their house. The bears are not happy about this.
Mama, Daddy, stand back. Let Baby Bear take care of this.
Stick to the script, baby.
Okay, sugar.
Then Goldilocks said,
Wolfgang and I tuned your instruments, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
So the bears played played and their instruments sounded just right.
Hey, can we play too?
Yeah, I brought mine tuba.
Then the bears chased Goldilocks and the wolf out of the house.
Some action!
They locked the door and the three bears played happily. The moral of the story is, it's fun to take a walk in the woods, but you should never try to play with the bears.
This forest. It's dark and creepy.
Of course, I don't know, but I think it'll get darker before it gets lighter.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might. Animals that eat straw?
Some, but mostly lions and tigers and bears.
Lions?
And tigers?
And bears.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Which one are you afraid? I fight you both together if you want. I fight you with one paw tied behind my back. I fight you standing on one foot. I fight you with my eyes closed. Oh, pulling an axe on me, eh? Sneaking up on me, eh? Why?
Here, go away and let us alone.
Oh, scared, huh? Afraid, huh? How long can you stay fresh in that can? Come on, get up and fight, you shivering junkyard. Put your hands up, you lopsided bag of hay.
Now, that's getting personal, Lion. Yes, get up and teach him a lesson.
Well, what's wrong with you teaching him?
Well, I hardly know him.
Well, I'll get you anyway, Pee-wee.
Shame on you!
What did you do that for? I didn't bite them.
No, but you tried to. It's bad enough picking on a straw man, but when you go around picking on poor little dogs...
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not. My goodness, what a fuss you're making. Well, naturally, when you go around picking on things weaker than you are... Why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right. I am a coward. I haven't any courage at all. I even scare myself. Look at the circles under my eyes. I haven't slept in weeks.
Why don't you try counting sheep?
That doesn't do any good. I'm afraid of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Don't you think the wizard could help him, too?
I don't see why not. Why don't you come along with us? We're on our way to see the wizard now, to get him a heart.
And him a brain.
I'm sure he could give you some courage.
Well, wouldn't you feel degraded to be seen in the company of a cowardly lion? I would.
Oh, of course not.
Gee, that's awfully nice of you. My life has been simply unbearable.
Oh, well, it's all right now. The wizard will fix everything.
It's been in me so long. I just got to tell you how I feel.
Well, come on.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the feminine vibe.
but I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard who will serve,
then I'm sure to get a brain,
a heart,
a home,
the knife.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And here he is, the wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Well, folks, we had some lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Did you notice that? I snuck in some bears and a tiger, too, you know, just to celebrate the Wizard of Oz here and the meeting of the lion, which is what we're going to read right now. I'm going to read that part from The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by Frank Baum. We're going to hear what the book has to say about that scene we just heard, where Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man meet the lion. That's why I have this dramatic music. Do you hear that music in the background? In a movie, that tells you, you know, something exciting is about to happen or is happening. in real life, though, we have other signals that tell us, you know, maybe our heart beats really fast and really hard. That's often what happens when things get scary or exciting, or when we need to find our courage, right? And so let's find out what Frank Baum has to say about the meeting of the lion. All this time, Dorothy and her companions had been walking through the thick woods. The road was still paved with yellow brick, but these were much covered by dried branches and dead leaves from the trees, and the walking was not at all good. There were few birds in this part of the forest, for birds love the open country where there is plenty of sunshine. But now and then there came a deep growl from some wild animal hidden among the trees. These sounds made the little girl's heart beat fast, for she did not know what made them. But Toto knew, and he walked close to Dorothy's side and did not even bark in return. "How long will it be," the child asked of the Tin Woodman, "before we are out of the forest?" "I cannot tell," was the answer, "for I have never been to the Emerald City, but my father went there once when I was a boy, and he said it was a long journey through a dangerous country. Although nearer to the city where Oz dwells, the country is beautiful. But I am not afraid so long as I have my oil can, and nothing can hurt the Scarecrow while you bear upon your forehead the mark of the Good Witch's kiss, and that will protect you from harm." "But Toto," said the girl anxiously, "what will protect him?" "We must protect him ourselves if he is in danger," replied the Tin Woodman. Just as he spoke, there came from the forest a terrible roar, and the next moment the great lion bounded into the road. With one blow from his paw, he sent the Scarecrow spinning over and over to the edge of the road, and then he struck at the Tin Woodman with his sharp claws. But to the lion's surprise, he could make no impression on the tin, although the woodman fell over in the road and lay still. Little Toto, now that he had an enemy to face, ran barking toward the lion, and the great beast had opened his mouth to bite the dog, when Dorothy, fearing Toto would be killed and heedless of danger, rushed forward and slapped the lion upon his nose as hard as she could, while she cried out, Don't you dare to bite Toto. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, a big beast like you, to bite a poor little dog. I didn't bite him, said the lion as he rubbed his nose with his paw where Dorothy had hit it. No, but you tried to, she retorted. You are nothing but a big coward. I know it, said the lion, hanging his head in shame. I've always known it, but how can I help it? I don't know, I'm sure. To think of your striking a stuffed man like the poor scarecrow. Is he stuffed? Asked the lion in surprise, as he watched her pick up the scarecrow and set him upon his feet while she patted him into shape again. Of course he's stuffed, replied Dorothy, who was still angry. That's why he went over so easily, remarked the lion. It astonished me to see him whirl around so. Is the other one stuffed also? No, said Dorothy. He's made of tin. And she helped the woodman up again. That's why he nearly blunted my claws, said the lion. When they scratched against the tin, it made a cold shiver run down my back. What is that little animal you are so tender of? He is my dog, Toto, answered Dorothy. Is he made of tin or stuffed? Asked the lion. Neither. He's a meat dog, said the girl. Oh, he's a curious animal and seems remarkably small now that I look at him. No one would think of biting such a little thing except a coward like me, continued the lion sadly. What makes you a coward? Asked Dorothy, looking at the great beast in wonder, for he was as big as a small horse. It's a mystery, replied the lion. I suppose I was born that way. All the other animals in the forest naturally expect me to be brave, for the lion is everywhere thought to be the king of the beasts. I learned that if I roared very loudly, every living thing was frightened and got out of my way. Whenever I've met a man, I've been awfully scared. But I just roared at him, and he has always run away as fast as he could go. If the elephants and the tigers and the bears had ever tried to fight me, I should have to run myself. I'm such a coward. But just as soon as they hear me roar, they all try to get away from me, and of course, I let them go. But that isn't right. The king of the beasts shouldn't be a coward, said the scarecrow. I know it, returned the lion, wiping a tear from his eye with the tip of his tail. It is my great sorrow and makes my life very unhappy. But whenever there is danger, my heart begins to beat fast. Perhaps you have heart disease, said the Tin Woodman. It may be, said the lion. If you have, continued the Tin Woodman, you ought to be glad, for it proves that you have a heart. For my part, I have no heart, so I cannot have heart disease. Perhaps, said the lion thoughtfully, if I had no heart, I should not be a coward. Have you brains? Asked the scarecrow. I suppose so. I've never looked to see, replied the lion. I'm going to the Great Oz to ask him to give me some, remarked the scarecrow, for my head is stuffed with straw. And I'm going to ask him to give me a heart, said the woodman. And I'm going to ask him to send Toto and me back to Kansas, added Dorothy. Do you think Oz could give me courage? Asked the cowardly lion. Just as easily as he could give me brains, said the scarecrow. Or give me a heart, said the Tin Woodman. Or send me back to Kansas, said Dorothy. Then, if you don't mind, I'll go with you, said the lion, for my life is simply unbearable without a bit of courage. You will be very welcome, answered Dorothy, for you will help keep away the other wild beasts. It seems to me they must be more cowardly than you are if they allow you to scare them so easily. They really are, said the lion, but that doesn't make me any braver. And as long as I know myself to be a coward, I shall be unhappy. So once more, the little company set off upon the journey. The lion walked with stately strides at Dorothy's side. Toto did not approve of this new comrade at first, for he could not forget how nearly he had been crushed between the lion's great jaws. But after a time, he became more at ease, and presently Toto and the cowardly lion had grown to be good friends. During the rest of that day, there was no other adventure to mar the peace of their journey. Once indeed, the Tin Woodman stepped upon a beetle that was crawling along the road and killed the poor little thing. This made the Tin Woodman very unhappy, for he was always careful not to hurt any living creature. And as he walked along, he wept several tears of sorrow and regret. These tears ran slowly down his face and over the hinges of his jaw, and there they rusted. When Dorothy presently asked him a question, the Tin Woodman could not open his mouth, for his jaws were tightly rusted together. He became greatly frightened at this and made many motions to Dorothy to relieve him, but she could not understand. The lion was also puzzled to know what was wrong. But the scarecrow seized the oil can from Dorothy's basket and oiled the woodman's jaws, so that after a few moments, he could talk as well as before. "This will serve me a lesson," said he, "to look where I step. For if I should kill another bug or beetle, I should surely cry again, and crying rusts my jaw so that I cannot speak." Thereafter, he walked very carefully, with his eyes on the road, and when he saw a tiny ant toiling by, he would step over it so as not to harm it. The Tin Woodman knew very well he had no heart, and therefore he took great care never to be cruel or unkind to anything. "You people with hearts," he said, "I have something to guide you. People with hearts," he said, "have something to guide you, and need never do wrong. But I have no heart, and so I must be very careful. When Oz gives me a heart, of course, I needn't mind so much." The end of that chapter. If you want to read the rest of the story, maybe you would like to go to your local public library and borrow Frank Baum's The Wizard of Oz. Thank you for joining me for that chapter. We're going to get back to some music and fun and clips from not only The Wizard of Oz, but The Wiz. And I think we're going to meet The Wiz here, or we're going to hear about The Wiz here in just a second. Thanks for joining me, guys.
What's a whiz? What's a whiz? Oh, darling, he's the ultimate. Yeah! The ex-quotient, the new man, the common denominator, the main man, the head honcho. Bottom line, honey, numero uno.
Where is he? How do I find him?
Catch this number, honey.
Sweet thing, let me tell you about the world and the way things are right. You've come from a different place, and I know you've traveled far right. Now that you've told me what it is, I'd better point you towards the Wiz. He's the man, he's the only one who can give your wish right to you. He'll send you back through time by running magic through ya. All of the superpowers is. Listen, and I'll tell you where he is. He's the Wiz, and he lives in Oz. There's the way to the Emerald City. That's not too far, is it? Just take your dilemma, child, lay it on the wizard. He'll fix you a drink that'll bubble and foam. And in a flash, you will be home. He's the Wiz, he's the Wizard of Oz. He's got magic up his sleeve. And you know, without his help, it would be impossible to leave. Fantastic powers at his command. And I'm sure that he will understand.
way things are bad.
Not gonna punch you, toss the wrist.
So you can all go home and there's nothing to worry about. Get out of here now. Go on. Go on home and go home.
If you please, sir, we want to see the wizard right away. All four of us.
Orders are. Nobody can see the Great Oz. Not nobody, not no how.
Oh, but please, it's very important.
And I got a permanent just for the occasion.
Not nobody, not no how.
But she's Dorothy.
The witch's Dorothy? Come. Well, that makes a difference. Just wait here. I'll announce you at once.
Did you hear that? He'll announce us at once. I've as good as got my brain.
I can barely hear my heart beating.
I'll be home in time for supper.
In another hour, I'll be king of the forest. Long live the king. If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest would be satin, and not a cotton, and not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof. And a royal growl. As I click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were a king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, were king. Just king. I shall reign. Ha 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 ha.
am I like
Your Majesty, if you were king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Imposterous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd thrash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who was king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricots? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again.
It's the lion's big debut, and he lifts up his baton to conduct the wildest orchestra you ever laid eyes upon. Alligator on guitar, aardvark drives an auto harp, mockingbird on the fife, he plucks it for a lark. Kazoo's a kangaroo, flamingos on the flute, a ukulele koala, and lemmings on the lute. It's the lion's big debut. He's pulling out his mane. The lemmings on the lute are playing leapfrog again. Chimpanzee on timpani, a zebra xylophone. Camel kicks the kettle drum, tiger slides off his trombone. Yak attacks the sax, first violin's a moan. Porcupine on bagpipes, puncture them with holes. It's the lion's big debut. He's blue as blue can be. Zebra wears a keyboard and the kangaroo's off key. A bobcat on the banjo, hair slapping a snare drum. The washboard has a wallaby, oh the oboe's opossum. French hen on English horn, Celesta played by skunk. Panda ate his bamboo flute and the elephant blasts his trunk. It's the lion's big debut. He's biting at his toes, cause the seal is barking with cymbals on his nose. Whooping crane on clarinet, armadillo accordion, pelican plays the piccolo, monkeys on the mandolin, baboon on bassoon, hyena harpsichord, and a sloth played the spoons. Spoons? He just hung around and snored. It's the lion's big debut. He's just a little pale. The beaver on the upright bass goes wacky with his tail. Gorilla bangs a gong, dobro's a wolverine. Tambourine has a tree frog, tromping like a trampoline. Chipmunks on the chimes, rattlesnake. Rattlesnake on castanets. Turtle plays the tuba, but he hasn't showed up yet. It's the lion's big debut, and he's fainted on the floor. The rattlesnakes in the audience, and the audience went out the door. And there's silence, but for one tingling triangle. All the players have left the house, and the lion finishes the piece with an intrepid little mouse.
That makes them push around. But if you like yourself, then you won't feel you'll have to stay. It
takes lots of courage then to turn and walk away. La 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 la. There are those who only see the bad things all around. They're the ones who are afraid the world is going down. If you decide you want to see your life with sunny skies, then all of those around you will see courage in your eyes. La 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 la. If you're gonna speak up, then say something. If you're gonna stand up, then stand for something. If you're gonna march on, then do something with the courage in your heart. If you're gonna smile, then smile on someone. If you're gonna reach out, then touch someone. If you wanna feel good, then help someone. Find the courage in your heart. You'll find the courage in your heart. And there are those who follow those who take the darker side. It's courage that will pull you out if you would just decide. Then you can be the leader, and then those who follow you can help the lives of others, and then they will do it too. La 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 la. If you're gonna speak up, then say something. If you're gonna stand up, then stand for something. If you're gonna march on, then do something with the courage in your heart. If you're gonna smile, then smile on someone. If you're gonna reach out, then touch someone. If you wanna feel good, then help someone. Find the courage in your heart. You'll find the courage in your heart. Say, I can do it.
I can do it.
I know I can.
I know I can.
Because I am.
Because I am.
What I believe I am. Say something. If you're gonna stand up, then stand for something. If you're gonna march on, then do something with the courage in your heart. If you're gonna smile, then smile on someone. If you're gonna reach out, then touch someone. If you wanna feel good, then help someone. Find the courage in your heart. You'll find the courage in your heart. The courage.
Trying to I could make you stop and take a look at me instead of just walking. There's nothing that I wouldn't do if it was getting you to notice. A cake.
To stand out above the crowd, even if I gotta shout out loud. Your mind is the only face you'll see. Gonna stand out, stand out, hey, stand out, yeah, 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 stand out. Your mind is the only face you'll see. Gonna stand out
till you notice me.
Nearly to the end of Amy's Kids Show this morning, and happy Saturday. We've been celebrating courage today, and we've been using the lion from The Wizard of Oz as a story, as a way of understanding how we can find our courage, right? And if you remember from the story, the wizard, who they all thought was going to solve all their problems, it turned out the wizard was a fake, right? He was faking it. He really wasn't a wizard. He was just putting on a big show. And of course, it was Toto who discovers it in the movie by pulling the curtain down. But in the book, well, I won't give it away, but if you want to read the actual story, there's a little bit more to it. The lion has something to do with it, actually, with uncovering the wizard, right? And so when I was watching The Wizard of Oz the other day, the reason I wanted to share it with you guys today is it was reminding me of the brain, of the parts of our brain and how they work together, right? We have this logical side of our brain, our left side of our thinking brain at the top of our skull. And that's the part of our brain that counts and tells time and measures. Those are the smarts that the scarecrow was looking for, right? That he had all along, of course. If you follow the story, you'll see he's the one who usually figures things out. So he already had, you know, that logical part of his brain, but he didn't know it, right? And then we've got the intuitive, compassionate side on the right side of our brain, and that's the part that thinks of others and sees the big picture and how we all fit together. And that's the Tin Man's heart, right, that he was looking for. And didn't you love that part of the story where he cries about the bug that he stepped on? And, you know, so the Tin Man really does have a heart, actually. He just doesn't realize it. And then, of course, when those two parts of the brain are working together, see, we have to have a balance of both. We can't get too stuck on one side or the other. Or if we're too stuck on our heart, like the Tin Man, we're going to rust and we're not going to be able to speak or do anything. And if we're too focused on our logical brain, we're not going to have the heart and compassion to use that properly. So when those two parts come together, that's when we can have the courage to act. And in comes the lion, right? Who actually had the courage to act all along. He just didn't know it. It's really how we think about it, guys, because our thoughts affect our feelings, and then our feelings affect how we act. So if we change the way we think and realize that we really are courageous, we really are smart and compassionate, then we can behave that way. And I just want to share with you what Oz tells the lion. He says, "You have plenty of courage, I am sure. All you need is confidence in yourself. There is no living thing that is not afraid when it faces danger. True courage is in facing danger when you are afraid. And that kind of courage you have in plenty." And so do you guys. Don't worry if your heart beats hard, right? Still do it if it's the right thing, because that's what we're here to do. And that's what's going to make you feel stronger. And when you do that, the rivers, the oceans part, the lion jaw gets locked, and the universe cooperates with you. So that's the lesson for today in The Wizard of Oz. And just while we have another minute or two left, I want to let you know that our public libraries have all kinds of really fun things going on this summer. Not only do they have books like this one, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, and plenty of other books, but they also have a lot of fun activities this summer. Cabot Public Library, for example, is doing a Tales and Tales summer reading program. All three libraries, Cabot Library, Jaquith in Marshfield, and the Cutler Memorial Library in Plainfield, are all doing something called Tales and Tales Summer Reading Program. All you have to do is read for 15 minutes each day for 15 days, and you can win t-shirts and prizes. And so just go to your public library and sign up for sure for the Tales and Tales Summer Reading Program. If you pick up a good book like this one, like The Wizard of Oz, it's going to be easy to spend more than 15 minutes reading, I imagine. Cabot Library is also doing some artful activities, which is modern art explored through a variety of activities on Friday mornings from 9 to 10:30. That's for ages 7 and over, starting July 9th. So that's just started yesterday. So we can jump right into that, because that's still going to go on for the rest of the month on Fridays. Cabot is also doing graphic novels for ages 7 and up, July 15th. Through August 5th. So that's starting next week on Thursdays from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Graphic novels, which sounds really fun. Of course, we have family fun nights at Marshfield Public Library. This sounds like a blast, guys. All ages are welcome for family fun nights on Wednesdays from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And then at Cutler Memorial Library, we have a story time on Thursdays from 10 to noon. And I'm out of time, guys. Have a great time. Enjoy yourselves. Have the courage to be yourself. You are awesome.
This is Anna Odell, and I'm a harpist from Washington, D.C. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield and WGDH Hardwick.
This is Music is Art Radio, and I'm your host and producer, Ruku Meri.